The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello and welcome to the road opposite Fairfax County Court. We have finished early today, which is terribly exciting. In fact, I got so excited I forgot to do a top and tail for reporting Depp v. Heard. So it was only when I got to the bus stop I realised that, oh, I hadn't actually introduced my park bench interview, which is not on a park bench today. No, it is in the Law and Crime Network's gazebo because my guest is the very fine Anjanette Levy, who I have been spending a lot of time with over the course of this trial. She is a law and crime reporter and presenter. So a nice chat with Anjanette coming up. She's far better informed than I am, as you will see from the interview. And she tells us her perspective on what's been going on in court today, as well as over the last 6 weeks. We have had four witnesses today. We had three experts as rebuttal witnesses and Amber Heard herself. The first rebuttal witness was an orthopaedic hand surgeon who said it was perfectly possible for Johnny Depp to lose the tip of his finger in the way that he did if it was crushed by a flying vodka bottle and a marble bar surface. Then we had a rebuttal witness rebutting the forensic evidence yesterday, telling the jury and the court that he was able to find the source of the original photos that were put in evidence, the ones that the expert yesterday said were of no evidential value whatsoever. And as you will hear, Anjanette Levy made me aware of a sanctions order or request that's been put in to the judge by Team Depp, saying that Amber Heard refused to hand over the original photographs or allow her phone to be forensically examined to see whether or not she did doctor or alter any of the photos that were presented in evidence. The third witness was Dr. Dawn Hughes, who was back to throw shade on Dr. Shannon Curry after Dr. Shannon Curry rubbished her yesterday. And then finally, we had Amber Heard herself. And then at lunchtime, the judge said we could all go home, which was great. And so that has allowed me to get my newsletter out early and tidy up the apartment that I'm staying in because the owners of the apartment are coming back tomorrow. So that's what I'm now going to go and do. Well, I'll come back for a little bit at the end, but that's, yeah, basically it. So enjoy this interview with Anjanette Levy, who I'm very grateful to, and indeed all the Law and Crime Network for their hospitality and help and friendliness over the course of the last 6 weeks. Amber Heard made some interesting allegations in the witness box today, didn't she? She said that the two people, or she implied that two of the people who had been used as rebuttal witnesses had come out of the woodwork in order to support Johnny Depp. Now, how wise is that?
Okay, so here's the deal on that. I was sitting out in the hallway because I didn't get into the courtroom, and a bunch of us reporters were, and I know you know who they are, and we all were like, at least we were in the hallway, right? So we could go, you know, because I am sorry, Kate Moss did not just come out of the woodwork, okay? Kate Moss is apparently still good friends with Johnny Depp, and they were all over the tabloids back then. I remember her, you know, because she was just this beautiful woman. And I have to tell you this, Nick, since you're from the UK, I got a text when I got out of court yesterday, you know, since we had to have our phones off. I get out of court every day, and I turn my phone on, and the thing is just exploding, with texts. And I didn't get back to this person, but somebody from radio in the UK messaged me and said, hey, would you please come on and offer a reaction to our queen, Kate Moss, our queen testifying.
She was the reigning top supermodel in the UK. And my colleagues back in the UK were very, very excited that she was testifying.
Yes. And so when somebody says our queen, Kate Moss testifying. Kate Moss did not just come out of the woodwork.
No,
Kate
also,
Moss is a big deal.
And also, Amber Heard opened the door for Kate Moss to testify. It was her mentioning her name. And
exactly. It was her fault.
This strange rumor that no one seems to know the source of.
That Johnny Depp threw her down the stairs.
Yeah. So today we had basically Team Heard's rebuttal. It was Amber Heard in the witness box. You had Dr. Dawn Hughes. God, I'd love to get Dawn Hughes and Shannon Curry in a room together and see what
happens. Would you? Because I'm just kind of, after she, when she said, I think Dr. Curry is confused. I was like,
And not.
I was like, that's kind of harsh.
And not competent to administer these tests.
I must say, I just made a funny face, and apparently some people online have taken issues with my faces that I make. I just can't hide how I'm feeling sometimes. Sorry, people.
But those two, they just need, I think, to sit down and have a nice chat. Surely they would get on.
Do you think maybe we should mediate that chat?
That'd be amazing. The amount of shade they've thrown on each other
over the course of the double time
that they were in the witness box.
I feel like Shannon Curry's shade was nicer, and maybe it was just like sugar-coated a little more. Dawn Hughes is from New York, so hers was a little rough. It was a rougher shade.
The thing is, they are two incredibly qualified women who have very clear, diametrically opposite opinions about the same person that they examined. And they absolutely stick into their guns on it as well. So I feel a bit sorry for the jury. So we had Dawn Hughes doing her piece on Shannon Curry in the same way that we had Shannon Curry do the same on Dawn Hughes yesterday. And then we had two experts this morning, one of whom contradicted the data analyst that Johnny Depp's team got up, and one who said that Johnny Depp's theory about the bottle smashing on his hand was credible.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of today's evidence? Because I thought yesterday was very, very strong.
Yeah, yesterday was a good day for Johnny Depp, especially that guy from TMZ, Morgan Tremaine. Mm. Wow, is all I can say about him. The metadata thing, I guess I can't put out of my mind the motion that the Depp team filed for sanctions against the Heard team. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, so they filed a motion for sanctions. It's on the website and for the clerk of courts. And it says that the Heard team didn't comply properly with turning over Heard's phone to have it extracted for data.
Yeah.
And because of that, there's no metadata.
So that's what the guy was saying yesterday. So that what he's been given is evidentially meaningless.
He can't authenticate it. And so they brought in an expert today. I think experts, when you get into a battle of the experts, I feel like the jurors are just like, okay, whatever. We clearly have two versions of the same photo with different facial colorings, different shading on it.
Yeah.
And if you're documenting evidence, if you're taking photos for evidentiary purposes, you shouldn't be altering or doing whatever it is on your phone with that. So I thought it was a little bit, I think the jury can look at that and make up their own minds.
Yeah. And then, the bottle smashing incident, a very well-respected orthopedic surgeon says it's entirely possible, although he wasn't that convincing on how a bottle coming down on Johnny Depp's finger could not injure the fingernail and take that part of it away.
Yeah, and looking at that the picture of the finger is so,
Every time I think I'm going to be used to it, and then you
gross.
See this bloody cut off finger, and you think...
With a fingernail, it's literally like, it's so just...
I prefer looking at the x-rays.
Can you imagine though? Good God. And I'm not convinced that it couldn't have happened that way.
Oh, neither am I. No.
I say that because we're not talking about just like a regular size vodka bottle.
Yeah, the handle
bottle. We're talking about the handle kind, and, you know, if it was full or whatever, that would have a lot of force. I'm surprised we didn't hear more about like physics and force and things like that with that. Maybe that's just getting too into the weeds.
It does feel like we have got into the weeds in a lot of things in this trial.
When glass shatters though, it can do a lot of damage.
Of course, absolutely. What do you make of the trial overall and the evidence that you've heard? This is my first American trial, obviously, and I've been fascinated by the court system and the court process and how it differs from what we've got in the UK.
But
what do you make of the trial as a whole, what you've seen and what you've heard and the way it's been presented?
You know, I think it's been really interesting. Going into this, I didn't know what to expect. Going into this, I just looked at the legal standard. I looked at what was being alleged, and I thought to myself... You know, wow, it's a high bar, actual malice.
Mm.
You have to prove that he's a public figure, so he has to prove actual malice, as does she, as a public figure. So that's a high bar. And so the standard that's being used in this case is clear and convincing evidence, which means like 80% or so or greater. Beyond a reasonable doubt is the highest standard. That's in criminal cases. Yeah. That's usually like above 90%, 95%
or
higher.
But you're above the preponderance of evidence
level.
You're
above that. Yeah. And so I thought to myself, you know, as this case was unfolding, you know, I'll wait and see how it goes. And at the end of Depp's case in chief, I you know, we watch trials all the time. And we've seen a lot of trials. We've seen really good cases. We've seen really bad cases. And we all felt like the Depp team put on a really strong case. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like they did a good job. And then the rebuttal case, yesterday was damning, especially with the, I thought the TMZ guy, that whole thing, if you look at what he said and about the copyright, and he was dealing with the person who owned the copyright, he got the copyright in 15 minutes. Mm. The whole thing about dispatching the crews, and she was going to turn so you could see the bruise, and the publicist is at the courthouse.
And she was absolutely denying that not only she had nothing to do with it, but that her team had nothing to do with it as well.
Right.
And she said that on oath.
Correct. And so I guess if you really wanted to press that, you could probably go and subpoena stuff from TMZ, but you might not get it because of the journalistic privilege and stuff like that. So this guy apparently came forward on his own accord and said, I'll testify. Mm. So I thought that really helped their argument that this was designed to hurt Johnny Depp. And then today, I don't know, you know, on the cross-examination, Camille Vasquez put up the photo of Amber Heard and Rocky Pennington the next day.
Yes, which we haven't seen until today.
I hadn't seen
that. No.
And there's no bruise.
Yeah.
There's no brown mark. So that was that was really something. And she said, well, I was wearing makeup. But she said that was the day she went to the courthouse was the only day she didn't. She forgot to put on makeup. And that seems...
Is that what she said? She forgot?
I think that's what she said. Maybe. Right. If I'm misstating that, I'm sorry. I may be misstating that.
I thought the reason was so that she could be properly examined in order to get the TRA, but I may have got that wrong. It's been a long trial. We've had to take on board an awful lot of information.
Right.
You are a seasoned legal watcher. So what do you think of the attorneys and for both parties in this case? Are there any weaknesses that you spotted or any strengths that you particularly spotted on either side that you draw attention to?
You know,
there's a lot of them.
I hate to do that because I'm not a lawyer. I've just covered legal cases for years, and I know good lawyering when I see it, and I know bad lawyering when I see it. There were some things that I saw. So Linda Kennebaum, she's a seasoned attorney, and she's one of our hosts and legal analysts, and she said she felt like in watching this some days, she was watching attorneys on Heard's side who maybe do depositions more than they litigate, and who need to get out of the thought process of doing a deposition.
Right.
So she would know about that better than I would. I think that there were some weak points that they tried to make. And Rottenborn, you know, Ben Rottenborn, I thought he was unnecessarily rough and rude on Depp at times.
Right.
You know, he seemed, and obviously John, these two don't seem to like each other one bit.
I wonder why.
I think I'm being polite when I put it that way.
Mr. Rottenborn.
Yeah, Rottenborn.
He savored that surname in his mouth a number of times.
And he said that yesterday, too. Yeah. He said the rotten was like, and then more of a pause yesterday in the born at one point. But it was interesting. It was like, I don't know. It was, I don't think you have to be nasty or, you know, maybe he was just super frustrated. I don't know. But I think that Johnny Depp in at times got the best of him on cross. But I don't know. I don't know these people. You can only work with what you have. And there's a big glare on this case.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge spotlight on this case. Mm-hmm. It's being watched around the world. And, you know, on Depp's side, it seems like each attorney has their own area where they're strong.
Yeah.
Like Ben Chu's the lead guy, obviously. He's the lead person. And then you have Camille Vasquez. You know, she's obviously very good at cross-examining
witnesses.
She's on
Amber Heard. Yeah,
yeah. So I thought her, I think her cross-examinations have been really good. And then you had Jessica Myers. I thought she was really good. She was very calm and cool and collected in what she's done. And Rebecca Lacaroze, I think is her name. I wanted to pronounce that properly. She, I feel like they all had strengths, right? So I've really, I think they've done a good job. Obviously, you know, nobody's perfect. We've seen, you know, there were people who were on our air who were really critical of the Depp team's opening statements. They didn't think they were very good. I personally didn't think they were bad. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that, you know, I'm not into criticizing, but it just seems like, I don't know. There have been some days where I wondered if they were just, the glare of the spotlight was kind of too harsh for Heard's team. And, you know, I've introduced myself to them like, hi, I'm Anjanette with Law and Crime. Hi, I'm not allowed to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah. I've had that a few times. Yeah. So who's going to win?
You know, I don't know. Is anybody going to win? I don't know.
Yeah, the jury could equally throw out both cases, couldn't they?
Maybe I'll have a better feeling after hearing the opening or the closing arguments tomorrow.
Yeah, I am looking forward to those.
And I've been trying to read some of the jurors' faces, and I can't see all of their faces, and it's hard to read jurors' faces, but...
This lot seem to be an incredibly impassive bunch.
Everyone I speak... We don't get much out of them.
I don't watch juries. Yeah. We're not allowed to in the UK, so this is my first experience of it. So I've been asking other people who have experience, and they say they're quite impassive. They don't react or respond much,
They don't. They really don't. There's one guy on the end, he kind of cracks me up, because his eyes will kind of dart back and forth.
Right.
Like, from like the person in the witness box to or on the stand to like the lawyer, and he kind of is like this.
Like a tennis match.
Like almost like he does that sometimes. That's the most expression I've really seen.
Yeah, the others are pretty...
Yeah, and there are two women up top who have COVID masks on all the time. So there's a lot of note-taking. I've noticed that, a lot of note-taking. One thing I think is interesting is that there are a few younger men on the jury. And it makes me kind of wonder, like, well, who does that benefit? Because maybe they don't have as much life experience as there's an older gentleman on the
front row jury.
Yeah, the juror. When I say older, he's middle aged.
60.
Yeah, probably 60-ish. Yeah. And then there's a woman who probably appears to be in her 50s. So, and the women up top, I can't tell. Mm. One younger woman, one woman who's probably 50s. So, yeah, you just don't know. But I think everybody's going to look at this through the lens of, what have my relationships been like? You know, have I ever talked to my significant other that way?
Yeah.
Now, granted, there were a lot of drugs and alcohol and stuff like
and
that involved in this relationship.
And islands and resorts.
It's like
it's a grand opera, isn't it?
It's a whole other world.
Yeah, yeah.
That said, you know, we're in Fairfax County, and apparently this is a pretty wealthy area from what I've been told. But at the same time,
Not everyone in Fairfax, maybe.
Fairfax County is not... I have my own island in the Bahamas.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the things that I drew from the 2020 trial. The lifestyles of these people.
Right.
The hangers-on, the fixers, the people who surround them, the way that they operate and what they have to operate within is just extraordinary. And it doesn't sound healthy, does it? The way that, you know, it's almost unsurprising that they end up in toxic relationships. But but I guess we're going to find out pretty soon. I mean, people seem to be thinking that a result next week.
Yeah, I think...
Feasible?
I think next week is more likely than tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They would have already had to pretty much made up their minds by the time they walk out to get one back tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
But this isn't going to drag on for weeks and weeks, or who knows?
Who knows?
If you've got one holdout, two holdouts, could go on forever.
Yeah.
Anjanette, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for talking
with me. Thanks. I'm glad I finally got you, because I've been trying to get you on the park bench for a chat for the last 6 weeks. And thank you for the use of your gazebo, because it's a bit
gazebo.
Of a funny day. It's sort of been, we call it spitting. Do you get that?
My tent.
Your beautifully appointed studio.
It's our studio.
With the lighting.
I call it Studio A or Tent A. And then today we this week we've
got another camera point over there.
Yes, we've added Tent B or Studio B. And so I've been referring it to it as that. This is like the palace. Over there is kind of like the but actually they're both equally, you know, grand.
It's beautifully well resourced and staffed as well. Who've been very patient, and thank you very much. What's your name, sir?
Kevin,
thank you so much. And thanks again, Anjanette.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely. And it's been so lovely to meet you as well, because, and I just the accent, I think I told you this before.
There's to me than my accent.
But what and you're charming. You're charming and you're lovely.
I have range, darling. I have range.
You do have range. He's wonderful.
The accent's big.
I'm from Wisconsin.
Well, you're very sweet and very charming, and you know, London is it's probably like my second or third favorite city. I have like my list of cities that
I love. Back soon.
I'd love to
take you for a pint in Soho.
Oh God, it'd be great.
Tomorrow we are going to have 2 hours each of closing arguments. Then there will be jury instructions where the judge tells the jury what they have to do in order to reach their verdicts, things that have to be basically ticked off for them to come to one verdict or another. Then the jury will be sent out, and it's that possible they might come back with a verdict tomorrow. It would be very, very unusual, and no one's expecting them to, but if they've all already made up their minds in one direction, then they could come back before the end of the day. And they're allowed to deliberate into the evening with no particular cutoff point, so they can keep talking as long as they want to, and then they're back on Tuesday to do some more. We are expecting a result next week, but it might have been unwise to put that on the record, because they might have a holdout or a couple of holdouts who keep the jury deliberating for a long, long time. But most seasoned court watchers are thinking that they will be returning Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday. We will see. Okay, back for more tomorrow. Thank you very much for supporting Reporting Depp v Heard. I do appreciate it. If you want to find out more, go to the website reportingdeppvheard.net. But that's it from me for now. Goodbye.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is Reporting Depp v Heard.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.